Guys, good. All right.
Are you comfortable with Nile Davis and everything you do in the playbook?
I am. You know, the one thing that he did is he worked extremely hard to get himself healthy again during this offseason, and because of the, you know, what happened to him in the playoff game. But 100% confident in what he can do. He brings a lot to us. He's an explosive running back. He's a physical running back. And, you know, again, this will be a big camp for him.
Did you ever get to that point with him last year?
We did. You know, towards the end of the season, you saw him more and more in there. Obviously, one, to allow Jamal to play the entire game, and plus it gives him a break. And then Jamal just got more comfortable with what we were doing. And, you know, we didn't throw everything at him game plan-wise. Gave him a select few plays, and he did a nice job with it.
What really screams at you to get Jamal more of more relief? But when you're trying to win a game, how easy is that to do some things when he's not in the lineup?
You know, when it's in the heat of the battle and it's kind of crunch time, you want your guys on the field, and that's bottom line. And Jamal's a part of that, and he's going to be on the football field regardless of how many touches he's had early in the game or how many plays he has leading up to that point. So, you know, when we get to that aspect of the game, then we're going to put our best guys out on the field.
If you stay healthy at tight end this year, what are those guys capable of in the passing game?
I'll tell you, it's exciting. It's an athletic group. We got guys now with Travis being back, and you know the emergence of Demetrius Harris and you know Richard Gordon's in the mix, and you know these guys are athletic and they compete and they give us that explosiveness at the tight end position, and they allow us to do more two and three tight end sets on the field. So we're excited, and we're just looking forward to, you know, this camp and see what comes out.
Given how good Jamal Charles is, obviously, how do you get somebody like Nile Davis who you feel good about more touches? Where do those come from?
He may not necessarily get more touches. He may get more plays. And, you know, we just pick our spots, you know. I mean, again, there's going to be certain plays for Nile and there's certain plays for Jamal. Sometimes it's a feel thing, you know. Hey, let's give Jamal a break here, or there, give him a blow, and then get him back in the game. So, you know, these guys push each other, and Nile is a guy we're gonna have to count on.
As a play caller, just talk about the luxury of Jamal. I mean, is it easy or is it hard? Because he can do so many things. What do I pick?
Well, you know, last year these guys were learning our system and learning what we were teaching them, and you know, I think everybody saw the improvement as the season went along. And would you like to expand Jamal's role just a touch? Yes, you would. He creates matchups, you know, for us offensively against defenders. And so, you know, the more he can handle the information, then the more we're going to give him tidbits of stuff to handle outside of just the backfield.
One more, Adam.
Doug, the way you guys finished the season with the passing game last year, the last five, six games, kind of a playoff game. In your experience, does that kind of thing carry over to the next season, or do you sort of start from scratch every year and you got to get that going again?
No, you know, it as the season went, I think everybody saw how explosive we became, you know, towards the end of the year in those last eight or nine ball games. And, you know, it just comes down to the players, number one, buying in and understanding what we're teaching. Alex being comfortable with what we're asking him to do as a quarterback. And then you take what you were good at the end of the year and you work on those things in the off season. And the guys came back ready to go, eager to go during OTAs. And we continue to build on off the success that we had late in the season. And then we carry that here into training camp. And we keep harping on the guys, I guess, so to speak, to, you know, hey, maintain that level of excellence and maintain, you know, your ability to continue to push the ball down the field in the passing game.